Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolla Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice It Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
And of course, welcome once again. Please don't blame my mama. But before we get to everything, I want to let people know who's holding on. So, of course, 216-205 and 216-288. I'll be right with you. And just give me just 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. That way I don't have to repeat anything and you won't feel like, wait a minute, he left us out of something. As I let you know, you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 3, Verse 12. That MAN is an acronym, abbreviation for music, activism, news. And of course, for those online, I appreciate it. If you check out that phone number, if you see that phone number of 646-478-0944, you can call in and say what's on your mind, just like the people at the 205 phone number we'll get into shortly, as well as the 216-288 phone number. But I need to read these disclaimers to you real quick. Disclaimer number one, it's only three disclaimers, and that is you get info on this show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct, just like the song said, at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I promise I'll listen, at least for a little while. And also, disclaimer number three, press 1 to talk. But Blog Talks Worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't wish to talk, stay silent and you'll go back on hold. But we hope that you will talk. If something happens and just say you just listen, but you decide later on, hey, I want to say something, you can always feel free to hang up and dial in. That lets everybody know that you really want to say something, you've changed your mind. So without further ado, let's go to that 216-205 phone number. 216-205, you're on First at Bat. How are you this evening?
I'm blessed. I wanted to say peace, Mr. Porter, let you know that we appreciate everything that you do for us in the community.
Thank you so much. It was real nice hanging out there at the Clevelander, watching, of course, HJS Music, DJ Earl, taking a nice-sized crowd upstairs, and with the speakers so loud playing like the old-school jams, the people downstairs had to say, wait a minute, you're drowning out the music that we're trying to play for our patrons and everything like that. So it's very, very enjoyable. So I enjoyed myself quite well.
When you start playing the funk, it's hard to turn the country music up, so they were getting drowned out. Hey, Mr. Porter, is it too much to ask if I can hear like thunder? You can put that on the list there if you got it available.
Okay, we will do our best for you. I thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Me and the boys are listening to you, and you have a great evening. Thank you.
You too, and thanks again. I always appreciate when we hear from, of course, like the song said, me and the boys. And with that being said, I'm going to go to 216-288. What's on your mind this fine evening?
Well, Mr. Porter, I'm calling because, one, I want to, your CEO who just requested thunder for him and the boys, he's a very fine man, he and his family, and doing an outstanding job also. Because he also does your music and other things, and he's really terrific and outstanding. And now I'm listening because I want to hear more about the 137 shots that killed him and Melissa. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. I thank you so much, and I promise you that we will get into that shortly for you. I thank you so much for that phone call. As a matter of fact, I would like to do that, but I'm looking at now a 216-240 phone number. So with that being said, 216-240, you're on live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Porter, Black House Sound. Thanks for the other caller that called in and every caller that's going to call in. And Voice of Radio, of course, for supporting everything. And Al Porter out in the streets. I just want to say this Friday up at Tucker's, I will be up there with Al Porter performing up at Tucker's Black House Sound. We'll be in the building doing a positive song. And as far as the shots and what's going on, I hope them police officers, I hope justice really be served. But if not, and maybe it'll be like Trayvon, and that's sad if that happened in Ohio. I hope that when it comes to them gun rights out in Florida, they never come to Cleveland. I hope that never happened here, because if it do, a lot of people will end up like the 137 shots, you know. So I think about that. Well, it's Blackout Sound, the music that we're doing. Come and check us out. Once again, we will be with Al Porter out in the streets. And performing.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Okay, well, I'll tell you one thing real quick. Please don't show up there on Saturday, because the actual show is this coming Friday evening, and I'd be looking like on Friday, where is everybody? And you'd be looking like on Saturday, where is everybody? So please show up on Friday. We'll appreciate that. And I look forward to hearing from you shortly as we get things spread off and turned up on everything that's going on. So, you know, with that being said, I'm enjoying myself right now. So what I'm going to do is just take the time to at least go backwards backwards in time just a little bit. And before we go to our next track, let people know that, of course, going to our number one artist is this week. So I'm going to range it from number 10 all the way back to number one, and then we'll go into a track. And for those online, I guess I will have to start things off on 137 shots, major updates that's going on. So with that being said, number 10 spot, AUG, Always Underground Game. Number 9, Kim, KYYM. Number 8, you heard from him earlier, HJS Music. Of course, sponsors the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop and Man in the Streets with the gift cards for people who call in. Number 7, Ballhead Fred. This Friday is a legend performing. More on that later. Number 6, Suave Gotti. Well, could have performed this Friday. Probably won't. We'll explain on that one a little while later coming up. Number 5, Miss Chocolate Cake. This coming Friday, Tucker's Casino. More on that later. Number 4, Black House Sounds. That's right. Brother who just called in. The Everyday Video is on YouTube. Also a sponsor for that hip-hop workshop. This coming Friday, Tucker's Casino. More on that later. Number 3, wow, Sheriff Kilroy. More on that about this coming Friday's headliner. Number 2, Emax the Image, Varsity Music, this Friday. And, of course, number 1, wow, Smooth Gotti, Universal Record Sign Artist, regional artist who's been on Reverb Nation, is number 1 for a couple of weeks. So with that being said, I'm going to take a little break. Be right back after this next track. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, New.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union President is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, on the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Unlock doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can. 25-minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison.
Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
And as a matter of fact, since I see that they dialed in again, I want to check and see what's going on with 216-240. 216-240, what's going on with you again this evening?
All right, Blackout Sound, once again, I'm sorry about that, family. I said Saturday, I meant to say Friday. But once again, I'm loving the music. I'm loving the content of the music, and this is what Cleveland needs for all of us to come together and really start looking at these politicians, really start looking at the police, and also start looking at the street folks. We all need to start looking at each other and paying attention to each other to understand how we all going to get along. Some people just not going to get along. They're going to do what they did like they did that night. They just going to commit action, as in murder, and it's not right. So, like I say, I support Voice Radio. I support Al McCoy, Black on Black Crime. Also, you, when it comes to being on the radio and doing what you do, and Blackout Sound, just check out this track this Friday night up at the spot, as he said. And we're going to make it rock. And I like that last song. It's so hot, man. Keep it going. Keep it going.
You too, and thank you very much. And if you hold the line, we got something for you. We got a couple of things to talk about that I'm sure you might like. So we appreciate you from Black House Sound.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Peace. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know the one thing that I appreciate. I do appreciate it. Blog Talk Radio is the same number that you use for Al Porter, Man in the Streets, on a Monday night. You can use that 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Talk on a Wednesday, 9 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time for national and international politics broke down to a local level. EMAX and the Head Table do that particular program. And, of course, you can use that number, 646-478-0944 for Hood Tunes Radio, Friday and Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's Music Business 101, EMAX and the Head Table, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. That's some of Blog Talk's finest. And, of course, before I get into the next story that I promised, shameless promotion, I know, Facebook page. You can check out Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR period, for news, events, videos, that type of thing, Alfred Porter Jr. And before I get into trouble, because a lot of people say, some people might say certain things, but they don't get into what's being talked about or spoke on. So with that being said, I want to get into this subject of 137 shots. Last Tuesday, 2nd District Commander Keith Sulzer was replaced by Commander Tom Stacho. The decision was made by new CPD Chief Calvin Williams via press release, which called the change a resignation. Now, hold on. This has sparked an outcry in the neighborhood and at City Hall. Those who know Sulzer say the word forced should be added to be completely accurate. Council members whose wards are served by Sulzer as Cleveland Safety Director Mike McGrath and Mayor Frank Jackson to reject the resignation from, of course, former 2nd District Commander Keith Sulzer. Now, City Council President Kevin Kelly says Sulzer is engaged, involved, committed leader. People love him. As a matter of fact, this guy gives his cell phone number to residents. Now, that is what, of course, Council President Kevin Kelly said. Now, Councilman Brian Cummings says he met with new Chief of Police Williams and got no definitive answers. He's also convinced the resignation isn't voluntary. Councilman Joe Simperman believes there should be a better explanation beyond the press release. Simperman said, everyone in the community deserves an explanation because Commander Sulzer did nothing wrong. Councilman Matt Zone said, the five councilmen who share that district are deeply disappointed. Those council people joined over 100 residents last Tuesday night to announce an online petition calling for the mayor to stop the change. There were 1,100 plus signatures in just one day. Councilman Cummings, who sat down with Police Chief Williams, feels the resignation doesn't deal with performance issues, but a new change that the chief wants to make in the CPD division. Now, hold on. A lot of people may not realize that all 13 officers involved in the November 29, 2012, 137 shots murder of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams came from Commander Keith Sulzer's 2nd District. Once again, all 13 officers involved in the November 29, 2012, 137 shots murder of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams came from Commander Keith Sulzer's 2nd District. Now, are we starting to get maybe in his resignation letter, Commander Sulzer said he was doing what was best for the city. Now, Commander Sulzer was demoted to Captain Sulzer, but I do feel for him and the residents of his district. I feel for him. I feel for his residents because when it comes down to it, when that actual incident happened on November 29, 2012, Keith Sulzer was not even in town. But on the subject of 137 shots and systemic failure, as AG, Attorney General Mike DeWine put it, maybe the 2nd District's commander allowed a lawless mentality to go unsupervised and unchecked until the whole country witnessed that behavior. With that being said, then are you really surprised with what happened to former Captain, or should I say, the former Commander Sulzer? As a matter of fact, my other problem is that when it comes down to it, Councilman Simperman, Zone, Kelly, Cummings, join their West Side residents in fighting for their commander who's embroiled in the 137 shots controversy. Now, that is something to really think about right there. They did that. They stood by their residents. Here's what I'm looking at. On the same subject of 137 shots, residents, activists, and others didn't have any council people from the east side who spoke loudly on camera at events held in the inner city, nor did they demand the police be brought to justice. The only time that Councilman Zach Reed, Jeff Johnson, and former Councilman Eugene Miller stood up was to slam Attorney General Mike DeWine's report of systemic failure as they protected our former police chief and Mayor Frank Jackson. Now that I find extremely, extremely, extremely sad when it comes to that subject. Before we go to our next track, let me calm down, give some more information like I'm supposed to do, and let people know that should you choose, you can also feel free to type into Blog Talk Radio, type in Bored and Restless Radio, mention us. Mention that you heard it from, of course, Man in the Streets. And with that being said, we'll play another song. I'll come back calm and collected. You're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, with our super engineer, Emex, the image.
Varsity Music, Emex, the image. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty, we built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome, the whole world's our throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard, but I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to see us? Wouldn't you like to see us?
Of course, wow, produced by, of course, Emax the Image, and, of course, you're listening to Al Porter Band in the Streets. That's Music, Activism, and News. I'll be getting two phone calls very shortly. That's area code 786-488, and then followed by 216-799. Before I get to those calls, give me at least 2 to 2.5 minutes. As I, of course, throw out there that if anyone chooses to, you can catch, of course, the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. NewsTalkCleveland.com, WERE 1490 a.m. That's kind of why I say at least, you know, write down for information. You will want to pull this out to write some information down because real quick, with about the minute that I said, the past Tuesday night off Avalon and Euclid at Minerva Townhouse, close to where I live, there was a home invasion where three masked thugs broke into an apartment, pistol whipping the male occupant, putting four staples in his head, stealing cell phones, $35, traumatizing his lady and child. The three assailants fired shots at neighbors who were trying to get a description. Fortunately, Black on Black Crime Incorporated came out on Friday to talk to residents about safety and have, and this is what I believe, I love the fact that they started a dialogue between the apartment owners and Councilman Jeff Johnson on safety. This is one reason why I invite you out this Wednesday to Black on Black Crime Incorporated's meeting at 14660 Euclid Avenue, McCall's Meeting Room, first floor, as we will give you our new headquarters location. Also, write this down, what's coming up, standing ovation party in honor of the courageous women of Cleveland and surrounded areas. The standing ovation party in honor of the courageous women will happen Saturday, June 14, 2014, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex at 11209 Kinsman Road, Cleveland, Ohio. $10 donation. Bring your own bottle. Food will be sold. Sponsored by Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Featuring special performances by a lot of the top lady performers, some that you have heard, hip-hop workshop in other areas. So with that being said, let's go to 786 area code 488. What's on your mind this fine evening?
Good evening. This is Kristen Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's a weekly sports report, The Pulse. In the NBA, the Cavs are surprising everyone, including me, by winning 4 out of the last 5 games without Kyrie Irving. Yes, Kyrie Irving. That doesn't mean we are better without him, but what I am saying is that the Cavs are playing inspired basketball, so they will have a chance to make the playoffs. So at this point, we are only 2 games out of the playoffs with New York and Atlanta in front of us, with Cleveland having the easiest schedule. However, the Cavs have to get past the Orlando Magic and the Charlotte Bobcats. There is also good news. Kyrie Irving has been cleared to return to full contact practice. He hopes to play Wednesday versus the Orlando Magic. And the NCAA, it has been a long road for the last 4 teams, with UConn facing Florida and Kentucky facing Wisconsin. I believe Florida will beat UConn by 10-plus points, and that Kentucky rolls on and beats Wisconsin by less than 5 points in a high-intensity game. This has been your weekly sports report, The Pulse. Now, back to Al Porter, the man in the streets.
Hey, I'm glad you called in, because I just want to see how you feel about this statement. It has been, like I'm sure, your experience with the Cavs, that it seems like when you have the superstar players, like when we had LeBron, and, of course, it seems like when we have Kyrie Irving, some of our players, I'm glad you brought that up about being inspired, because it seems like sometimes the other 4 players or whoever's out there, they'll stand up and look instead of supporting as if, wow, this guy can carry the team. And I've noticed just what you said. We seem to play inspired when the main player is not there. So what are your thoughts about our upcoming playoff run? Because we're in it right now. What are your thoughts personally?
I mean, we have the easiest schedule. So, I mean, we're looking at a good chance, because you got to think, if New York and Atlanta loses tonight, we're only 1 game out of it. So, I mean, we only have 6 games. They have about 8-9. So we need those teams to lose probably 3-4 more games, both of them. And we need to win at least 4 out of these last 6. And with the playoff run, I mean, I think at the end we're gonna be the 8th seed. That's really the only one we really can really get. And I believe that we're going to face the Miami Heat. And I think that's going to be a heated playoff matchup with, you know, LeBron going to Cleveland and the decision of what he should do this summer, because he could come back, he could stay, you never know. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, if we make the playoffs, that's a blessing.
I thank you so much as usual, and may you definitely have a blessed remainder of the week. Thank you for keeping us informed.
Thank you, too, sir.
All right. Of course, That is our weekly sports update, and I get some information that I sometimes don't expect to get, and I always appreciate. So now let's take a couple of minutes and see what's going on with this 216-799 phone number. You're on live, and how are you? 216-799. That probably means you are called in to listen, and we enjoy that as well. So if something comes up and you want to, like, say something later on, hey, you can always hang up and call back should you, you know, really like what's being said. And I want to go into another story that's real quick that really touches my heart, causes me to think a lot, because we'll call it 137 part two. I couldn't run all of this together. It was just a lot. It would have been too much, but it gives you something to think about. And I want to put it out there to say, for me, it's so easy to diss Facebook activists and Facebook revolutionaries. I have said before that if you can't make it out to help us on the front line, then please spread the word so others can join us, and also pray for the rest of us. Now, Creator help you if you can't do neither. But if you can do one of those two or even both, you don't know how much that changes things. Now, for those who type in what won't change or can't change, should at least take into consideration that if a majority of us hadn't stayed out there consistently, then the grand jury and Prosecutor Tim McGinty, wouldn't have been compelled to not only do a reenactment at Heritage Park a couple of weeks ago, but they also called in over a dozen officers to testify last Wednesday morning. Pressure does burst pipes. Now, Cleveland councilmen stayed silent, but let's visit E.C., because at least East Cleveland councilwoman Barbara Thomas called the incident Wild Wild West coming straight down Euclid. She said, I think it was deplorable. I think it was a massacre. And that she is from labor and believes in having police, firemen, and all safety people around that can protect us and keep us safe. But according to East Cleveland Councilwoman Barbara Thomas, in this instance, you killed them. You actually murdered them. That was murder. And, of course, East Cleveland Councilman-at-Large Nathaniel Martin called it murder from the very beginning. But it was the citizens of all our regions that kept this going. And the chinks in the armor are cracking as reports of two police officers being given immunity to possibly testify against the other officers. Stay tuned on that one. That's a major story in itself. So with that being said, I have maybe a couple of other fun things to talk about shortly. So we're going to take a break, play some music. We'll be right back shortly. Al Porter, Man in the Streets. 646-478-0944. Be back in a second. And feel very blessed to be
TheDoubleO.com.
It's me. It's me. I am Nova the Rebel. It's me. Hey, they asking who's the dude who's super cool, ain't hard to tell. I'm calling with my cologne now, she know the smell. My phone blows, my bone grows, she want it, yeah. Hey, I'm just having fun doing things you never done. Nighttime feeling right, we kick it under city lights. Nighttime feeling right, we kick it under city lights. Nighttime feeling right, we kick it under city lights. It's what it's supposed to be like. It's supposed to be like. I got a super cold, super flow. Super if she want to go, and she put on the super show. Remove her if she stupid though. My coup for show is beautiful. Maneuver for the moolah, bro. We moving if she beautiful. At least gotta be doable. Don't mean no harm. Ain't no need to be alarmed. She's grabbing on my arm. She's seeming intrigued by my charm. She's trying to breathe and be calm. Never see me in person, but if I put out a record, it's most likely that she heard it. Pretty ill when I word it, I cook it up and I serve it. If I wrote it, they prefer it, and my fans truly deserve it. They rebuking the serpent, no got more rap than a turban. I'm in the mercury swerving, cause of the way that she's slurping. Tell them to open the curtain, I make money from shows. I'm on the grind 8 days, it's just the way that it goes. I celebrate with my folks, living life when the light gets some, I might. This is a beautiful night, we want the mood to be right, and she's a beautiful type. She had her boobs in my sight, and I'm like, ooh, these are nice. You know me cool as the ice, this ain't new to me, like, I just refuse to be like other rappers using these mics. I put it down, put it down, you know I show up, I got them like, you know what, ain't over finna blow up. You hating me, then so what, I make the people go nuts, they go nuts, I make them sick enough, they have to show up. I love when they show love, see, I ain't come for no grudge, won't send shots to throw mud, just wish niggas would grow up. I make them pick they flow up, hey, this is what I do, right, long as I'm on the mic, it's gonna be a beautiful night. Yeah. Somebody should have told him, Nova Star. Make your chick roll her eyes at you like, what a loser you are. She chasing me down, why this chick on the roof of my car, dog? I thought I left her at the bar, but wherever we are. Nighttime feeling right, we kicking under city lights. Nighttime feeling right, we kicking under city lights. Nighttime feeling right, we kicking under city lights. This what it's supposed to be like it's supposed to be like.
And of course, I can say I appreciate that coming in. The one thing I can say, I always appreciate the people who call in. So that's a blessing. We will be right to you in just about maybe a minute and a half. Because we perish for lack of information, before I go to that 813 area code 884, I need to let people know, should they choose. This is very interesting indeed. I want to let people know they can always check out on Thursdays, voiceitradio.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's from 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And also on Sunday evenings, 8 p.m., 91.1 FM or WRUW.org. 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on the one. That's jazz, funk, and rare grooves. So I want to throw those couple of things out there. Before I get into what's coming up this Friday evening, people who will be helped by that particular event and what's going on, I need to see what is going on, and really I need to hear what's happening from this 813-884 phone number. How are you this evening?
What's up, AP, man? How y'all doing, man? Sit up here, listen to the show, man. It's your man, D. Gambit.
I figured that, man. Well, I can tell you one thing, brother. Because of what happened before, you know we'll be having our hip-hop workshop. You know, it's shameless plug time. But I have to throw it out there because it'll be happening, I'll say, April the 12th. Large
okay.
Room 136. At Cleveland State University's main classroom building, that's 1899. And you know, because you happened to be the right phone caller a few weeks ago, so that means somebody, whoever you send to me, will win that, of course, gift card from Subway, sponsored by HJS Music, $10 gift card. If you're not in town yourself, if you are, that's great. But if not, you know, they're going to have to come through. Let me know everything else, and then, of course, give me that personalized phone number or something like that, and then they'll be able to get that gift card, because I know you roll deep in our area. So what's going on for you, brother?
That's what's up, man. That's love, man. Hey, man, just working, man, grinding, man. I still got the LITV. Y'all can catch that on the daily. Live exclusives, freestyles, hip-hop news, all that. I also got the D. Gambit Radio coming back. That'll be on the air on Blog Talk Radio, D. Gambit Radio,
nice.
Saturday at 4 o'clock. And other than that, man, I got the Destroy and Rebuild project coming out, so y'all will be hearing more music from D. Gambit. Just working, man. Oh, and one thing I want to say before I get out of here, before I finish, I want to let you know and let the people know I just found some footage in the vaults. So I got that Sheriff Kilroy, Cleveland Clinic is coming video. I got the whole thing put together. I found it. I got it. We'll talk off the air about that. We gonna put that out for y'all. So yeah, man, I got it, man. I got it for you.
Once by land, twice by sea.
Twice
Cleveland
by
Clinic.
Yeah.
Oh man, wow, Cleveland Clinic, the monopoly. I thank you so much, man. You just made my evening, man. That was
one of those phone calls
that made my evening, along with everybody else. Anytime somebody calls in, I appreciate that. So thank you, brother.
No doubt, man. My man.
One love. Hey, how can people get in contact with you, man?
Yeah, on the Twitter, y'all can hit me up at The Real Gambit. That's my Twitter handle. On Facebook, it's just D Gambit. Make sure y'all go to YouTube, subscribe, D8 Gambit. And y'all can hit me up at 813-884-9029.
Wow.
Need, whatever you need, man. I got, you know, I still do the graphic design. We still do that over here at Life Innovations. Everything, man. We got people still out there in Cleveland. We got people down here in Florida, a couple other places. So we keeping it moving, man. So just hit me up. You know what I'm saying? You want a feature? You want to get on D Gambit Radio? You want me to play your music? Or if you need some production or some design work, web design, got you.
Thank you again, brother. We appreciate that. And I got a couple of things to talk about. So if you want to hold a line, you can, my brother. And we do appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I appreciate you, my brother.
All right, so we will definitely be right back with everybody shortly. Before we do take our break, I do want to, like I say, this is an informational place too. So I want to let you know before I get into another announcement that SOT Radio will be tonight, WCSB.org, WCSB.org. They're on from like 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and the important thing about them, I go way back with them. I'll tell you like this here. 1998, when I first started putting out music on cassette tape, don't laugh, and didn't really know what I was doing, they were like the second program out there that actually played my music on a consistent basis from 1998 to 2004, before I took like a six-year break to concentrate and make myself better on all fronts. So they have their program tonight, 89.3 FM, but it's WCSB.org. And also, same station, 216 Radio, which is Saturdays at midnight, WCSB.org, Cleveland Standard Time on both of those. So with that said, we'll be back shortly, right after this track, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, News. It's a blessing, y'all.
It's a redneck. The redneck, the ballad of the redneck cowboy, the ballad of the redneck,
redneck,
the ballad of the redneck cowboy, the ballad of the redneck,
redneck,
the ballad of the redneck cowboy, the ballad of the redneck,
redneck,
the ballad of the redneck cowboy, the ballad of the redneck,
redneck.
Make way for the redneck cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not a feminist, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD yet came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK named me official Grand Dragon, cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served a real hard time, and he'll validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors.
If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you and you and you, at the stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS. Still rolling.
Can't be racist because we don't have the collective power and finances, but we can be bigots or be in bigoted situations, and I'm not going to apologize for being a bigot to idiots. Now, with that being said, OPN Entertainment presents, you might want to write this down, I don't know, but OPN Entertainment presents the Oppressed People's Nation Survival Community Programs Benefit Fundraiser Throwback Jam. Rocking to the greatest hits from the 90s and before. This coming Friday, April the 4th at 15532 Euclid Avenue, Tucker's Casino. $10 in advance, $20 at the door. 216-778-0998. Hosted by King Swisher. Featuring Ballhead Fred, Five Star Soul Food Dinner, and the headline act will be Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Vice President Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy. During this performance, he will feature Black House Sounds, who you heard from earlier, Emax the Image, that was the R&B brother behind the song, you know, he produced the track Conquered, sang, you know, on that track, Emax the Image, and Miss Chocolate Cake. Now, since Suave Gotti is a superior artist, Al Porter has said he's not going to let him perform, although he's known him since 1982. Why would I do that? Well, let's just figure like this. I've been a business associate for almost 20 years with Brother Suave Gotti, but I got to remind you all to set that example that the 216-440 area code is known for hating on superior talent. Nothing personal, just facts. So, you know, I just want to let people know that. I want to hang a little bit close to tradition, although I might let him in the door so he can get him a soul food dinner. Hey, but the thing is, I'm also asking for people to show up at 9 p.m. The reason that I'm asking for people to show up at 9 p.m. is because I will have petitions, first come, first served, to be able to speak at Cleveland City Council. You see, so far, you all may not realize it, we spoke on it before, but we cannot speak on issues of 137 shots, red light, speed light cameras, or even against the sin tax. You couldn't even be able to speak about them passing legislation to put all that money behind a scoreboard of a losing team such as the Cleveland Browns. So with that being said, it's the Hip Hop for Freedom movement, which begins this Friday at Tucker's Casino. And if you all thought the last Sheriff Kilroy performance was wild, you know, the thing about being taken out in the handcuffs and all that, I can tell you, this one right here will be remembered. You might want to have a camera, because the one thing that I say, if you're going to do something, at least do it right. So I learned that from watching, like, the R&B artists such as Emax and, like, Sister Debonese Bird, and a few others. If you're going to do something, do it right. So with that being said, we're going to play like one more track, and then I've got a little something I'd like to leave you with before we head out. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. On another beautiful Monday evening. That's Cleveland Standard Time.
Yeah. Imagine. And I'm in the mood. So check it out. Messing with my mind. What's it gonna be? Are you gonna keep running past this to me? Let me know. I need to dress and walk out of that door. Cause I don't wanna stay if it ain't gonna lead to more. No. We don't play in the normal way.
Will be putting out the vocals for you this coming Friday evening. And also this Friday evening, got to give credit where credit is due. The legend who I've been listening to music-wise had a lot of influence on me because of a lot of his styles were very different with being in the house. A brother known as Ballhead Fred became Fred G. But he started out as Nappy Hair Fred. Nappy Hair Fred. So I'm hearing this brother in the 90s transitioned over to Fred G, such as Fred G. Sanford, and now he's Ed Fred. And he's known for music such as Young Gods and Goddesses, Spaced Out, One of the tracks that I love right now, besides I'll Cut You, is Kill George Zimmerman. He's a no-holds-barred brother. And another reason why I respect him is he brings us CDs, DVDs, and a lot of things he brings are consciousness CDs or DVDs and gives them out for free because he wants people to learn more about themselves. So there were things that a lot of people were familiar with, such as The Spook Who Sat by the Door, Hidden Colors 1 and 2, other certain things like that. That's one of the realest brothers that I ever ran into. So I'm very thankful that he's on that bill. Very thankful that this Friday, after all of these years, I've hosted events like the Hip Hop Workshop. Very first hosting gig I ever had, other than that, was, of course, that historic event for Mom and Pop History, Hip Hop History. And I'm very thankful that my very first headline performance will be this Friday. So I'm just saying, hard work does pay off, supposed to do. So I thank you. Peace. And keep going.